Andrea Rupert's 18-year-old son Holden has severe epilepsy. It's hard for him to get through the day without seizures. But Andrea told the state legislature's Judiciary Committee Friday he's a different person when he has marijuana.
He can ride in a car with me. He can look at the mountains. Actually, he can say, "Hi, Holden," and "Do I love?" And we're hoping that we can get him much farther along in his development and much farther back to who he was.
State Senator John Kissel of Enfield is the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee. He said he's spoken to parents who have had to resort to buying marijuana on the street to treat their child's condition.
I've always said if it was my kid, I wouldn't care. I'm going to do something. And if I have to go and buy something on the street and bake it into a brownie in my own house, I'm going to do it because it's someone I love. And if it makes a difference and they are facing illness, then it's my, it's someone I love.
Republican State Senator Tony Boucher of Wilton said she worried about the effects medical marijuana could have on young, developing brains.
Some people would say it's also a pretty dangerous drug. At least the federal government still feels that it is one of the more dangerous ones.
More than 3,000 Connecticut residents are prescribed marijuana for conditions like epilepsy or glaucoma. It's one of 23 states where medical marijuana is legal, including New York. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.